podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
God damn it, making me log into Facebook again?
Don't do it.
Remember my password. You're a piece of shit, sir.
And he's like, you're making me log into Facebook. I don't check my Facebook. I don't even know my own password. I'm like, how is that my problem? Fucking solve it.
You can text me. You can email me. You can call me. You can IM me.
Yes, no, Tim just pitched a bunch of people.
Hey, Andy,
once,
check your carrier pigeon. What the fuck?
Carrier pigeon. Yep. Facebook is exactly as antiquated as a carrier pigeon, you fucking waste of skin.
It almost is, Tim. It's not instant enough. The message needs to get there before I fucking think of it.
Carrier pigeons have better privacy settings.
Yes, this is true.
Now they just die in the middle of flight. I bet that happened.
That's 100% guarantee of your privacy.
I'm flying. I'm dead.
This message is too heavy.
At least he died doing what he loved.
I'm breaking down. I'm cat
flying around with shit attached to him. All right, we should sync up and get started. We're wasting comedy gold.
All right. Pigeons shit themselves when they die.
Okay, enough.
Absolutely, they do.
I
believe so.
Everything shits themselves
all
when they
creatures.
Die.
All creatures.
I like the level of confidence that with which that was said. Absolutely, they do. Okay, take that to the bank and cash it.
If it's ever trivia on Jeopardy, you got that one.
I did my master's thesis on that.
We brought sound effects.
Ooh. We're going to be like a show.
Hey, what?
What? Anyways, Tim wants to start the show. Let's start it.
I really would like to start the show.
All right.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast. I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we call it Tancast because we are not creative. And basically, we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really, it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's a good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if he wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. But you ask, like, you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The reason is, I find the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast,
motherfuckers.
And drinking buddies, too.
Holy shit!
It's the crossover podcast event they said couldn't happen. I don't know who they were and why they were so negative, but fuck them.
I think they said shouldn't happen, Tim.
Yeah,
Oh, fair enough.
By the way, since we're the drinking buddies.
Nice.
I got nothing to drink.
Me either.
That's right. It's 10:30 a.m. on a Saturday. It's time to drink.
I was going to say.
I only
what people don't know is it's 10:30 in the morning.
Hey, it's 1:30 here. I need to get a beer.
Hey.
Hang on. You guys... I'm defecting. I'm going to join the drinking buddies. Be right back.
Sweet.
What are you guys drinking over there?
It's Old Republic or Port Republic lager beer.
It's okay.
It's cheap. I got a bunch of them for the show I did the other night, and because we hand out beers at the shows. That we do at the theater.
That's a good way to make people
nice.
Laugh.
Yeah, it helps. It helps. Sometimes it makes them heckle, but this time they were all drunk and silent and laughing.
Yeah, some people are nice drunks. Some people are mean drunks.
Silent isn't good either at a comedy show.
No. They were laughing.
Okay. I silently approve of this humor.
They give you that like stare. I'm staring at you because this is hilarious.
I'm never doing a show for Wasp again. Night clapter.
Okay.
Let's see if this makes a noise.
What?
It does.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Did I lose everybody?
Sounds good. What are you drinking over there, Andy?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Blue Moon Summer Honey Wheat.
Ah, good beer. Yes. We're switching to pumpkin ale somewhere during the show. We just got the cans because I figured the pop of the can would be a better sound.
Yeah, unfortunately, I only buy in bottles, so I was a little behind you there.
Understand.
I saw a post about a bunch of different pumpkin ales that are coming out. I would like a
time of season
if they have one out there.
Yeah, the fall ones. It's always pumpkin ales. But I think we cut off the intro. We got all. I got you guys.
Yeah, we did.
I am the Noah of this episode. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and good thing I swallowed my beer just now. I'm Tancast.
I'm in the. I'm sorry. I'm Noah, the N, and Andy thinks he's street, but he's really sidewalk.
And I'm Jerry.
What the fuck, balls?
Oh, sorry.
And I'm Chris.
And we're the Jerry and Chris and drinking buddies.
Oh, is there a Jerry and Chris in it?
And when you hear the sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes.
Nice.
Sweet. So Tim, how was your week?
Oh, it was great. Nothing eventful happened.
Am I jumping? Oh wait, I'm so used to running my podcast that it's weird for me not to be in charge here. I got to take a step back and let Tim captain the ship.
It is funny because I was listening to Drinking Buddies. I'm like, they actually run their show like it's a show. Yeah. Like we just talk, and then eventually we are like, we've talked enough, and then we stop.
You'll notice some episodes are not run like it's a show. It just depends on my preparation level for the day. Like for most shows, I write a little outline for what things I want to talk about, and then we kind of go through it as we go. But yeah, not always. Sometimes I'm very disorganized.
We have production value.
Yeah. We literally just talk about whatever shit we can remember.
And sadly, I usually, right after we're done recording, I think of seven things I meant to bring up on Tancast and didn't.
Yep, oh, that happens here on Drinking Buddies all the time. I'm always like, it's like when you do, Tim, you'll know this, like when you do a set and then you go, oh, fuck, I forgot that bit. Like after the show, that happens on Drinking Buddies too a lot. I go, oh,
the last five times I've done comedy, I keep meaning to bring up my missing tooth and I always forget.
Ah, bummer.
Wait, you have a missing tooth?
I feel like it's just so out there, I got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's out there.
Is it like, do you look like there's a big gap right there? Like that kid in the Dr. Dre video?
Wow, that's a really weird reference.
It's not a reference that I'm going to be able to grab onto.
Gap teeth in my mouth so your dick's got to fit? Or your dad teeth in your mouth so my dick's got to fit? Yeah, that's it.
No.
No.
Hey, Jerry.
I mean, Andy's dick can fit.
Now you're the blackest guy on Tancast.
I've listened to the show. That's not hard.
Yeah,
But yeah, when he smiles or laughs, it's definitely like, yep, there's a gap.
Okay, is it on like a certain side? It's not right in the middle, then.
Yeah, it's not right in the middle. It's to the left.
Okay, that's where I would go with that.
Is it your eye tooth, or is it the one right behind it?
Your eye tooth would be your canine tooth, Tim.
Yeah.
Ah, then yes, I don't know.
I think it's one right behind it. I could be wrong though.
Yes, it's behind the eye tooth.
I'm just gonna point out
some Apple bullshit that Andy was trying to work in there. Like, is that your eye tooth? I'm like, oh Christ, they came out with teeth now.
Does it have Siri?
Well, it drops calls constantly.
Oh, great. You guys were getting new iPhones, right? Have you received them yet?
Oh yes,
we both have our new iPhones.
Right. Oh, have they ever?
Are they good?
They're glorious. I mean, I was on the 3GS, and so it was a big jump for me. And Andy was even further back. He was on the 3G, so it was a huge jump for him.
Yeah, it's amazing what they do in 3 years.
Yeah, Chris is on the 3G, and he just ordered his 4S, and he's been excited waiting for it to come.
I'm like, Chris, you will cream your pants when you turn that fucking thing on.
I cream my pants when I looked at the features online.
It doesn't tell half the story.
Really?
You turn it on, you actually see the screen, and you see how fast shit actually comes up.
Oh, like, my God.
Right now, I know you're probably used to clicking on just to make a phone call, just clicking and waiting. Yeah, the phone's got a little bit of time to think. No, that's all gone.
Thank God, because I pull up my maps because we're going places, and I'm like, oh, I'll try and map it for you, Jerry, because Jerry drives because I don't drive. And I go, oh, don't worry, I'll click on my maps, and I'll pull this thing up, and I'll look for it, and it takes me about 5 minutes before it'll even let me search for what I want to find.
It's coming. Just hold on. We're almost there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You click search, and it just sits there and stares at you for a little while. It's like, oh, no, I didn't really need to type. I just wanted to look at a blank search box for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it does that.
Let me think about what I was going to type. Give me time to compose my thoughts.
Yeah, like, all right, I got directions. Yeah, we're there.
That actually has happened.
Yeah, or I'll look it up on my phone because I'm like, I'm sick of waiting for your phone. Because I have a 4, which means I'm probably going to wait until the next iteration comes out. Like, I really want Siri, but I don't want it badly enough to drop another $200-$300 on a phone.
And I'm going to walk around the apartment with it all day and be like, Siri, is Jerry a fag?
And then it will tell you I don't know what you're talking about. I tried it with my roommate. It didn't work.
Damn it.
Told Siri I was drunk, and it gave me the names of a bunch of cab companies. Then I asked it what the current temperature was inside my pants, and it gave me the current temperature. Then I handed it to my wife, and she said she wanted to fuck a cow. And we're not exactly sure where that came from, but she did it right in front of our toddler, so we were treated to fuck, fuck, fuck for the rest of the night.
Nice.
Why not cow, cow, cow? Like, what?
He's heard cow before.
He's like, what's this new word?
Yeah. Especially when the first time he said it, he saw the shocked look on mommy's face. He's like, oh, we have a winner.
Uh-oh. What did Siri have to say to I want to fuck a cow?
Be nice now or something like that.
Oh, it would be funny if it directed you to the nearest farm.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
It will not define penis for you.
It won't?
Like, I was like, define penis. And it's like, be nice now or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I asked how long my penis was, and it gave me the same response.
Yeah, I think Siri is somehow a Christian conservative conspiracy.
I believe it. Nice.
They should really have, like, an adult filter on it. Like, yes, you can have it say that, or you can just have it define penis for you. Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
I'm an adult.
You know what, Siri? I'm 34 years old. You can go ahead and use the nasty words.
We also made the point that it should have a function for, like, to stop you to text. Like, if there's the slightest hint of alcohol in your voice, like, it shouldn't text for you.
No, you know what it should do? It should figure out if you've been to a bar recently.
Yeah.
I think that's
and then just cut off all texting and phone calls.
And figure out how long you've been there.
Except to bail bondsmen and cab companies.
Bail bondsmen. I don't know if it's still there, but Gmail added a feature in Labs a long time ago where it was like a drunk emailing thing. So like you had to do like this little test before it allowed you email so you didn't send out any drunk emails.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made you do math.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about that.
It's like 4 times 8. Fuck you. I just need to tell her I love her.
I'm too drunk to figure out math. I'm just going to go to bed and cry.
I can't figure out math sober.
I need to text my ex-wife, I miss you, honey, and I'm sorry for everything.
I text your ex-wife that all the time.
Oh. she's up by you guys, actually, Tim. You can hit that if you want.
No, I really can't.
Yeah, that's right. You're married.
No,
Noah, you're free. You can. She's kind of a thick white girl. I don't know if you're the kind of black guy that goes for that kind of thing.
She's a what, white girl?
She's a white girl. She's kind of thick, big ass.
Yeah, I like big asses, but there must be a reason you guys are divorced.
Oh yeah. There's a long list. We don't have that much time for this episode.
Maybe I'm sure
like
away.
This is going swimmingly. Let's end it.
It's Tuesday and I'm bored. Let's get a divorce. I don't need half my shit anyways. I just
that's the worst part. I'm not like that at all.
So I didn't get any tan laughs, by the way. I'm going to point that out now. I didn't prepare for that part. I meant to tweet it out and I forgot to.
Tan laughs?
Oh.
I was kind of assuming since we had guests, you guys were all the laughs we needed.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah,
I was just making sure.
This week.
We've got three fucking comedians on right now.
Oh, I should have a quick question, though, Tim. The one I used last week didn't get used, right? Because that part got all cut out.
Right.
So I'll just reuse it. All right. Excellent. That's all I need to know. I do have Don't Masturbate in the Kitchen section, though.
Ooh, excellent. Nice. Sweet.
Hey, my long, boring rant about my boss got cut out, too. That was nice. That's one of those things you regret a little while afterwards.
Like fucking a
fact
chick.
Well, I mean, you've got enough separation, right, to where, like, it's not going to get back to your boss or anything, is it?
Well, I assume it's not going to. Okay, the short version of it is I kind of called my boss a dick.
Wait, Andy, I've been a long-time TanCast listener. I've listened to every episode. I happen to know when it comes to you, there's no short version of it.
Okay.
Well, he called his boss a dick. He thought he was being
polite. Hold on your chair because here it comes.
Okay.
I made him demand that I go back and print out a full month's worth of my bank statement and then take the time to redact everything that didn't matter to him. To get $12 proved for a $1,700 expense.
Oh, my God. I hate that. I had to do those expense reports back at my last job. Back when I worked a year and a half, mm-hmm. 2 years ago. It was horrible.
Yeah. Oh, and I told him. I was like, hey, I already checked with accounting. They said they don't care. It's mass transit. They don't give receipts. And they've already okayed it.
Yeah.
So this is really just for you. So if you think it's worth my time... So there you go, short version. Look at that.
Well, now you just found out what your boss thinks of your worthiness, I guess.
Yeah.
But he's like, if I send him off on a mission to find a receipt that I don't really need. He can't fuck anything up in his real job.
Yeah, but I make pretty good money, so they basically paid me like twice that for that $12.
I did.
No, I'm aware that you're the baller of the Tancast community, right, Andy?
No, I think Noah's out earning me again now.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
I'm not by much, though.
Well, he's got affirmative action helping him out.
Yeah,
and do we take into account, like, cost of living?
Well, yeah, your cost of living, I'm sure, is far lower.
You own a house that you're paying for, you know, by yourself.
But by the way, cost of living doesn't account for, like, the cost on your soul. Because I imagine, like, living in Atlanta is – it's basically – you're paying a heavy toll with your soul.
This is true.
Well, I hear Atlanta's all right.
Parts of it. But, like, I think from what I've heard, Andy's in the more conservative kind of redneck.
There's a conservative redneck part – oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the entire state's a big sea of red. Actually, there are parts of Atlanta, like the city proper is kind of like a little like blue island in a big sea of red. Yeah. But I live out in the suburbs, so it's pretty red out here. And there's shit like you can't buy alcohol on Sundays unless you go to a bar.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
What if you want to get drunk?
Well, you better think ahead.
Buy a beer on Saturday and be prepared.
Better stock up.
That's the thing is like there's no law against getting drunk on Sunday. You know, the actual thing that would probably offend Jesus is just Jesus is really concerned about consumerism.
Actually, he was.
As well as he should be. He's out there at the Occupy Wall Street things holding up a sign right now.
I've seen pictures. He was dressed like a Viking.
Yeah, I'm the 99%.
He's dressed like a Viking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, he wanted to attract attention. We were like, Jesus Schmeezus. Ooh, horns.
Yeah. I wonder if the Occupy Wall Street guys are going to dress up for Halloween. That'd be pretty cool. it's the zombie occupation of Wall Street.
No, just suits.
Just looks like The Walking Dead out there.
Just suits. I like that, suits.
Speaking of Halloween and costumes, right now Cracked is doing a Photoshop contest for what famous characters / people wears Halloween costumes. And like, there have been some really good ones. Like someone put a Miss Piggy costume on Yoda. I was like, oh, that is fucking hilarious.
Nice.
Because they're both voiced by Frank Oz.
Oh, yeah.
And then someone else put Groucho Marx in Groucho Marx glasses.
Nice.
And I thought it'd be funny, like, to pick somebody who always wears outlandish stuff and put them in one of those t-shirts that say, this is my costume. So I was trying to think of the celebrity that most imbibes that, or
embodies that.
Encapsulates that. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm the one embodied.
So I went with Elton John and Cher, because apparently I'm a gay man from the 90s.
Excellent. Not Lady Gaga?
And like, three entries later, someone shows Lady Gaga in a meat dress, and it says October 30th on the top of it, and then just Lady Gaga in street clothes, it says October 31st. And I was like, there's the joke. Nice. I fail at life.
I wanted to Photoshop an Oscar the Grouch holding up an I am the 99% sign with something like on the thing like I live in a trash can. All these other Muppets have nice houses. Fuck Kermit. He has no idea how hard it is to be green. But I am not
That's
that good
funny.
At Photoshop. I found. I worked at it for like 10 minutes and I couldn't get the little the paper to show up with the words and I was frustrated and fucking quit.
I can't get paper to show up with words. My name is Jerry.
That is going to be the laziest mock ever.
I'm getting drunk.
Oh, well, yeah. I can respect that.
All right. I'm not funny until I'm drunk, so hold on.
Okay.
That's what she said. Giggity.
Hilarity. Are you in there?
Hello.
Funny.
So I meant to mention this when I did a guest shot on the Drinking Buddy show, but you guys' intro, I have to say, I love. There is someone in the audience during, because I don't know if you, Andy and Noah have heard it, but it's kind of like ours is now, which is we ripped off from them, where
I put a little bit
of our stand-up in front.
Yeah.
There was a lady in the audience during Chris's bit
that's just laughing
that is
hysterically,
loving the shit out of his joke.
Yeah, that is great. That is, I love that every time I listen to it too. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Although I want to change it now.
It just makes me laugh. I had to point that out.
I want to change it now to the happiness joke.
Oh, okay. Well, then you should let me know that. I'll get on editing it.
Yeah. Well,
this is stuff we probably don't need to discuss right here.
Behind the curtain.
The whole world needs to hear this now.
The Tancast audience is enthralled.
Under the sheets.
This is Tancast. What you say here, you might as well not. It doesn't matter.
You know who's going to hear it? We just did.
That's not true. I follow you guys on Twitter. You have tens of listeners, at least.
You do. We have dozens of listeners.
Although now I've inadvertently tricked Grandma Girl into coming on the show.
Who's Grandma Girl?
Is she going to come to the tan house or the tan apartment, or is she going to call in?
I'm assuming she's going to call in. She's in Reno.
Oh, okay, Reno. Okay, I didn't know
that. Why
don't
you want to sully her perfect her good name?
I don't know why she would agree to it. I'm like, wait, have you heard the show?
Maybe that she's just being nice. Like, oh, sure, we're in your show. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I saw that tweet. I was like, career suicide in 3, 2.
Lord, I hope he doesn't do a follow-up tweet.
Well, that's how I feel every time we get a guest on Drinking Buddies. I'm like, really? You're really going to do it? Okay.
I was just listening to Tom Green.
Yeah.
Because I'm behind by an episode.
No, no worries.
No, it's fine.
It seemed like he did not either hear you guys or just understand what was going on.
Yeah, I felt the same way. There was like some jokes that I either felt like I don't know if I offended him or like if it just like I figure it's impossible to offend Tom Green, but like I didn't know if like he was getting upset at some stuff I said or just was not understanding it. Maybe it was like the language barrier because he's Canadian.
Yeah. I don't think it's so much a language barrier as like their brains freeze at childhood.
Do you understand what I'm saying, eh?
Yeah, that it is. You got to get the accent right.
Yeah,
you got to throw the A in there, then they get it.
Mm-hmm. I was really tempted to ask him for Drew Barrymore's number on air, but I was scared.
Have you guys been to Canada, Jerry and Chris?
No. I've been to Vancouver once in the summer. I actually I met Brock Lesnar there and almost got beat up by his bodyguard.
Wow.
I was in a bar. I was when I was in the service, and we went up there for like some kind of big medical conference they were doing because I was on the hospital ship. And so we took the ship up there, and we're hanging out in Vancouver, and we went out to a bar one night, and Brock Lesnar walked in. And I'm a huge like wrestling fan. I have been for my whole life.
Yeah, Tim, Brock Lesnar's a mixed martial artist.
I pieced it together. We can move on.
Yeah. Also fights for UFC now, but back in the time, he was like the WWE guy. And so I went, like, I saw him, and I was drunk as shit. It was like, it was the night before my birthday. I go running up. I was like, fuck, Brock Lesnar! And this big black dude, like, who is like two of Brock Lesnar, steps in between me and him and just like, kind of puts his hand out like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And so the next day on the ship, like, I go, I'm working because I had duty that day, and everybody's like telling me how I got my ass kicked by Brock Lesnar's bodyguard, which was not true, but like that was what the story became.
You got your ass kicked. Look at you. That's just my normal face, man. Oh.
You notice the lack of bruises, right?
Yeah. If his bodyguard was two of him, why wasn't the bodyguard the famous guy?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just no aspirations or no personality. I don't know. Yeah, it was funny.
They sell some alcohol in 2-liter bottles there. That is nice.
I didn't notice that. I didn't see that in Canada.
Really?
It was cider, so I don't know. Which is what I like.
Yeah, it's not real alcohol.
What did he say?
He said that's not real alcohol.
Hey, it's juice with booze in it.
It will get you drunk.
All right, it does the job. That's fine.
Have any of you guys had a Four Loko yet?
Oh, yeah, that shit fucked me up.
No.
Yeah,
and you know
does.
Why? Because I'm in my 30s.
See, because I didn't do all the crazy shit when I was 20, Andy. I had the sense of entitlement about my 30s that I'm doing all the crazy shit now.
Oh, dude, you fucking earned it. I mean, I was listening to the episode Don't Rain on Your Mother's Birthday. Or no, Make It Rain on Your Mother's Birthday.
On your mother's grave.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Yeah, my bad.
Candy.
I was listening to it on my shitty old iPhone. It didn't scroll, so I kind of had like assumed what the rest of the... Yeah. Anyways... like they were giving you a bunch of shit for being old. I'm like, you're 33, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, every Tancaster is a year older than you.
Yay!
Really?
You old fucks.
We are.
We're old.
We got the dangly nuts to prove it.
One's about to be even older.
Well, I'm helped in that department by the fact that I have only the one, so gravity isn't affecting me quite as much now.
Yeah.
So
I was like going down the list. I was like, shit. Like Jerry has lived like so much more than the rest of us fucks. you have earned being young again, sir.
And I've just started.
Talking
being
about, I've lived. I went to Club 33. What can you say, motherfucker?
Oh, that's true, but you did not take an Upper Decker in the tank.
I went to a Vegas strip club while rolling on ecstasy, Tim. That's the equivalent of Club 33 for adults.
It is not.
Obviously, you've never done it. It's pretty awesome.
I have gone to Club 33. silliness.
Oh, nice.
You're going to get some angry anti-drug letters after this episode.
Not likely.
No, oh, okay. Man. Okay.
I'm starting a new temp job. I had to take a drug test for it. I also had to take a drug test for, let's say, a television show that I don't need to be specific about.
There we go.
Okay.
Because I don't know if the confidentiality agreement applies to this as well. The fact that I had to take a drug test before I was on said show. Or maybe I wasn't on. Maybe that's why you don't know what show I'm talking about. Have we made this obtuse enough? I hope so.
It's a mystery.
Tim, that is so long. I am wiped out just listening to you.
Shut the fuck up, Andy.
Hello, pot. This is kettle.
But anyway, what amused me is, like, for the television show, like, the nurse walked me to a bathroom, opened the bathroom door, looked around in the bathroom, put this blue dye in the toilet bowl and said, you cannot flush that until I come in here after you. Now empty your pockets, turn your pockets inside out, take off that sweatshirt. Okay, now you can go in. And I will be standing here outside the door when you are done. This is for a television show.
Right.
For the job. They tossed me the cup. They said the bathroom's down the hall. I could have run into anybody down the hall and been like, hey, man, can I score some of your piss?
You could have had the piss on you.
Yeah, I could have just had a bottle of and then they just looked at, like, they just no medical people were involved. Like, apparently you just take something off the cup and it can tell whether or not it's, you know, like, it has little, kind of like a pregnancy test. Like, it can tell.
Yeah.
Like, it indicates somehow. So they just took it off, and he's like, I'm not really sure about how to read this. And they called somebody from down the hall. Yeah, he's good. I'm like, he barely looked at that.
I will say I blame Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
For how intensely TV shows have gotten.
This was pre-Sheen.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Well,
no, nothing was pre-Sheen.
You're right.
It was pre-Sheen meltdown, you're saying.
Sheen has always existed. It always will exist.
He was the alpha and the omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah, that's the way the world ends. Sheen's just going to snort it.
I think that was in the Bible.
Good times.
I think that would be a great reality show. Like, you get all, like, the worst. Like, you put, like, Lindsay Lohan and Charlie Sheen and, like, Nick Nolte and, like, all the people with, like, the horrible drunk mug shots into, like, a house and just leave a pile of cocaine somewhere in the house and let them fight to find it.
I was going to say a huge pile of coke in the middle and weapons all around the sides.
Now it's a Tarantino film.
And a bottle of Jack for some reason.
Because you know what? I love Celebrity Deathmatch, but I hated the fact that it was clay.
You're like, I want them really in there. Beating the shit out of each other.
I want to see an arm off in the corner, and then I want to see Lindsay Lohan gnawing on that arm.
What is with Lindsay Lohan? Like, it sounds like she is just trying to prove that, yes, celebrity will keep you out of jail forever, because
that's her mission.
Every time, like, Hollywood Babylon, the Smodcast Network podcast, like, every week they literally have a story about her, and every week she's fucking up, and every week she's not in jail.
Ooh, speaking of Smodcast, I have Kevin Smith news. He's filming or showing a Red State down here in Long Beach at the art theater that we just did our show at, and he's going to be there for a Q&A session.
Ask him why he's so fat.
Oh.
Why don't you fly Southwest, Kevin Smith?
Be like, oh, Kevin, I have a question. Why are you such a fat cock? Fat cock?
See, I would ask him about Southwest, but I don't have 3 hours to listen to him bitch about it.
Well, here's what happened.
I was born.
Are you guys going to go see Red State?
I kind of want to. I mean, when I saw that was happening, it piqued my interest because I am a Kevin Smith fan. Like, I love most of his movies. So
I've seen him a lot of times now. So, like, I'm kind of done seeing him with Q&As. Like,
fair enough.
He kind of talks about the same stuff. Not always.
Right. Yeah, I imagine, like, it's a one-time only thing that you need to experience. Like, you don't need to do it more than the one time.
And also, now that he has the podcast, I, like, pretty much hear everything anyways. So it's like, I'll just stay at home. But, I mean, he's fun to see live.
Right.
It does annoy me that he refers to himself as a stand-up, though. I'm like, no, you're not, dude.
Oh, does he? I didn't know he has referred to himself as a stand-up comic.
Well, he refers to what he does as stand-up comedy. I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's storytelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's good at it, but it's storytelling.
Well, Tim, I also refer to what I do as stand-up comedy, and I haven't heard you offended by that yet. So,
well, because you actually are writing jokes. No one's coming to see you simply because you're famous, and you can tell them about what Ben Affleck does behind the scenes.
You could have stopped that sentence at "No one's coming to see you."
As was proven by our art theater turnout.
Sadness.
Well, there's 25 people. That counts as a success, right? In a theater that holds 310? That's a success.
I think it's a win.
Chris was giving people tickets with lattes, so he had a bigger turnout than I did, so now he's bragging.
I had 50, so I'm not really bragging.
Well, the rate, if you remember on, I don't know, Tim, do you listen to like other stand-ups CDs a lot, or do you tend to stay away from that stuff?
I haven't bought anything new, but I do listen to other stand-ups like CDs.
Okay. On Marin's, like the last one he did before this one that's out right now, like it was the last one he did before he really blew up with the WTF. He has a bit on there where he's talking about like, I've been doing this for 25 years and I can fill half a house in Seattle, which I guess is pretty good, I guess, you know. So I had like a tenth of the theater filled up and I've been doing it for five. I figure I'm on pace.
Yeah.
In 25 years, you'll have half the theater.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Well, I did a headlining set down at the Comedy Union where nobody showed up. I was like, well, I'm doing it.
Now that you're a father, Tim, are you able to get out and do comedy as much, or is it
not nearly as much? But I am getting out there. In fact, this Wednesday I'll be doing a show in Redwood City, and then Thursday I'll be doing a show in some town that starts with an N in Marin County.
Gay smiley, everybody.
I should probably know where I'm fucking going.
That's a good plan. Usually, you know,
somewhere, whatever. I'll put in the show notes.
I'll be there. Hopefully you will too.
You'll just follow my tweets. I'll mention it beforehand. God damn it.
So I have a Don't
Maybe
Mess
this
me
is
the
why
kitchen.
I don't get very many people showing up at my shows. Sorry, Noah. What were you trying to say?
I was going to get back to my Don't Masturbate in the Kitchen recipe.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Sweet.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember, do not stroke your bone. Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
Alright, so this is called Chicken Sweet Potato Stir Fry. and I already have the link in the, well, I pasted it. Now I'm going to hit enter. Well, you're off on tangent, so I was like, I'll wait. Anyway.
No, it's the blow-by-blow. No, I'm going to hit enter. Then we hear snap, and it appears.
Bam! So, yeah, I pretty much followed this recipe. The only thing I changed out was I used tofu instead of chicken. But okay. It was very tasty. A little spicy. Don't go too crazy on the cumin. I did the first time, and it was very spicy, so... I don't actually measure everything out. I just kind of like, oh, that looks like enough.
Because you don't want too much cumin in your mouth.
It's a little salty.
That's dirty.
Cumin.
Hey-o.
Cumin.
So, yeah, I made a lot last me the week. That's how I like to cook. I like to cook for the week.
Okay, how does this relate to mashed
Sweet potato stir. Now.
No, you don't. Sorry.
What now?
No. I was going to give Chris crap for not knowing the segment. Because he goes, how does this relate to masturbating? And I go, well, no, that's the segment they do. There's a great music thing. Chris doesn't listen to Tancast nearly as much as I do.
That's okay.
Chris, you and the rest of humanity.
I can't remember what it started. Like, we were having a back and forth before Noah did a recipe, and I was saying something about masturbating in the kitchen, and Noah just said in the most, like, understated tone, don't masturbate in the kitchen.
Which immediately turned into the most poppy, just happy song, don't masturbate in the kitchen.
And an apron you can buy at the Cafe Press store.
There we go. You haven't gotten into the Etsy yet?
Hootsie?
Etsy? Etsy is the one. I think that's the one where like everything's like handmade and like fancy, yeah. Though.
Oh.
So if you ever knit any Tancast product.
You guys have kids. We can knock this out.
Hey, there's only one thing that I hand make, and nobody's going to want to buy it.
I would say one person at least has bought it.
Oh, that is true. Well, no, one person accepted it when I gave it away for free.
Oh, it's not free.
She married free you, samples. Andy. It's not free.
That's true. It's more I paid her.
I ordered her via mail from Russia.
Just hold on to this for 9 months.
Oh, it's just like Pretty Woman.
You know, that was my mom's favorite movie, by the way.
Your mom's like, I can relate.
Yeah. Actually?
Yes. Yeah, Chris's mom was a hooker. Tancast listening audience that has never heard of the Drinking Buddies before.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you didn't know? I guess you don't listen to our show either.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
I've heard you mention, I haven't heard any of the details, but I've heard you make reference to it enough times on the show where one day I just had this sort of like epiphany. I was like, oh, holy shit, he's not kidding.
No.
This isn't like a we make fun of my mom consistently. This is, there's truth.
Yeah, Chris's mom is actually a whore. Sorry, she's not. She was.
She was. Yeah, she's not anymore. She died. So luckily she's quit. But,
Wait, did she yeah, say she's not, she died and then said luckily she quit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want a zombie whore.
That'd be horrible.
Well, somebody
brains,
would.
$5 sucky sucky brains.
Somewhere somebody is into that because I have seen zombie porn.
That's weird.
Oh, dear.
I'm just saying.
And unlike Andy's mom, being a whore was not Chris's mom's defining characteristic.
Well, now Jim has put up a my mom foreskin. Let her return the favor. Booger snot, booger snot. Now neither of our mothers will get any further into this episode. Tim, are you happy?
Ooh, good times. I was like, this will be awesomely fucked up. I'm going to totally say it.
She had to retire the vagina after Andy popped out, though, because it just laid waste.
No, I came out. I came out the tummy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, me too.
I was enormous even then.
Andy came out actually. The side exit.
Yeah, I made my own exit.
Yeah. He ate
Andy's
his way
like,
out.
I'm fucking in here!
Yeah. Did either of you guys, Tim or Andy, did you try to convince the doctor that your wives needed C-sections just to keep everything intact?
Oh. No. Here, doctor.
Not after all those.
Here's
no,
a 20 spot. Can you just cut it off?
We more had lab work come back that said, well, you've got two options, cesarean section or death by liver failure.
Oh, okay.
So we went, yeah, the first one.
And plus the vagina will stay tight. Score.
After all the time and money we invested on natural childbirth classes, I was not trying to slip the doctor.
You didn't try to slip him 100? Okay.
Well, first of all, if I had 100, I'm not giving it to a doctor. He's fucking fine. He's a doctor.
Yeah.
Fuck you, doctor. I'll keep this 100.
This is ramen for 2 weeks.
Soul.
I'm going to need it for the copay anyway.
Now, is your wife back at work yet, Tim? Or she?
Oh, yeah. She's been back since the start of the school year.
Oh, right. And your mom's kind of taking care of the baby like during the day, right?
Yeah, both of our mom. Her mom takes 3 days. My mom takes 2 days.
Nice.
And your mom comes from far away. Well, not super far away, but you're kind of far away.
It's almost 100 miles.
Really?
89 miles. 89.3.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that. That's commitment. Your mom loves the shit out of you.
Yeah.
His mom does.
Well.
Which it's a good thing she doesn't listen to Tancast because I would sense that love would diminish with each episode.
Let's be clear. She's here for the baby.
She's like, well, I ruined the first one. Maybe I can save face.
This is cute. This is before he could talk. This is when I liked my son. This is when he was still worthwhile and full of promise.
I hope this one never listens to Michael Jackson.
And not being a horrible dick to his old roommate.
That's not true. I'm very nice to Noah.
Oh. Did your mom listen to an episode, Tim?
She listened to one. I don't even know if she made it all the way through.
Yeah, and she commented that you guys were really mean to me.
Yeah, okay. I thought that's what.
Which cracks me up.
Andy does get the majority of the shit. Most of the time, I've noticed.
Yeah, let's be fair. I'm a huge target.
He's like the Dark Knight. We shit on him because he can take it.
Yeah, that's Andy, okay. I think part of it is, man. Like, you just don't really fight back that often. Like, you just kind of sigh and let it go. So it's like, okay, there's the easy kid to kick in the stomach. Let me.
He's not the roommate we need, but he's the roommate we deserve.
And I think I learned it from Tim. Like, when I moved in with them, they had been living together, and I think I saw Tim doing it. I'm like, oh, I'll just pick up on this, too.
Yeah, the thing is like, I don't care. It doesn't bother me, so I don't really, you know, react. But when something happens that I do care about that actually makes me mad, Tim can attest, I freak the fuck out.
Fair enough.
Like a little bitch.
Like a little bitch.
He's like,
no, no.
He's
like a huge bitch, putting holes in walls.
See, Chris and I just have passive-aggressive fights on our podcast all the time where it's like, we're saying shit, but we're trying to be funny about it, but really there's some truth behind it.
Someone didn't fucking do the dishes today.
Oh, Noah has listened.
Except they can't say fucking on their show.
No, we cannot.
I know.
I don't even know if I've said fucking on this show just because, like, force of habit. Until, like, right now. I mean, obviously.
But... it's like you just did.
Yeah, yeah.
We caught you.
Ah, we got it on tape.
Yay!
Well, no, we don't. We have it on tape when you send the tape to us.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Until then, this episode has the chance to go in the way of the last episode.
The way of the dodo.
Don't.
So is everything okay in the tan house now, though, the tan community? The tan, I don't know, it's not the tan house anymore, but like in my head there's a virtual house where all three of you still live.
Yeah, everything's great because we don't see each other.
Me and Tim see each other every once in a while.
You guys hang out, right?
Yeah.
Because you're in the same city?
Well, not really, but we're close enough.
We could drive to each other.
Fair
within an hour.
You're in the same geographical.
Yeah, I guess it was
location.
Similar to when I was up in LA and you guys in Long Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
If instead of traffic, it was just distance.
Well, distance with the very real possibility of traffic.
The distance from Long Beach to LA is only like 29 miles or something like that. It's ridiculously short, but the traffic makes it, you know, an hour every time you want to go to one place or the other, unless like you drive it, you know, off traffic hours, which are 2 hours during the middle of the night. In LA.
I was going to say, which comedians usually end up driving?
Yeah,
at least
true.
That's when I would come back from my last gig of the night, I'm like, ah, look at the freeways, clear as can be.
Just
of course, that's when they have the right idea of doing construction. Like, oh, let's stop all these lanes.
We can't
because
have
these people
a
who
good
should
flow
be
of traffic.
Driving an unencumbered need to stop.
just David Cross sitting there going, how can we fuck this up?
Is that a Modern Family reference?
Yes, it was.
Excellent. Oh, how I love that show.
I love it. Yeah, it's one of the best shows on TV. And adding David Cross to it this year has made me even that much a little bit happier.
We were just watching this most recent episode, and there was a commercial for it I think it was Walgreens. It's not one of these douchey commercials. Oh, maybe this will lead us into our tan fight for this week because we're starting to run a little long.
Yeah.
But... it's a kid dressed up as Batman, goes up to a door of candy, or, you know, a Halloween door, whatever, and there's like a big bowl of candy. It says, please just take one. And so he takes one, and he looks at the sign, and he looks at his butt, and he looks a little forlorn, like, I would really like to take more than one. And this little girl comes up and just starts grabbing handfuls of it and puts it in her thing, and he goes, it says just take one. And the little girl goes, I can't read. Like, fuck you, idiot, and then walks away. And then poor Batman just sits there like, and then they cut. And I was like, well, at least Batman had, at least they put the kid, well, Danelle goes, this is another in a long series of commercials that rewards you that's like, hey, you should be a fucking dickhead. Why aren't you a dickhead? Get on the train and be a dickhead.
This Walgreens commercial sponsored by the Republican National Party.
So then I just started laughing. And I was like, what's so funny? I'm like, I just pictured that the next thing that happened was that little kid dressed in the Batman suit grabbed that little girl, took her up to the roof, and was hanging her off the edge, and just shaking the candy out.
Put the candy back in the bowl.
Where's the rest of the candy? I don't have any more, I swear to God.
Swear to me.
Oh, that's right. He was also talking in the Christian Bale voice while he did it. And I just could not stop. Oh, it's still funny in my head because he's a little kid and she's an even littler kid.
Wow.
Tim finds domestic abuse funny as long as it's only between children.
Yes.
He's not going to kill her. That's his rule.
Yeah. She doesn't need to know that. She needs to learn about justice.
A fall from this height is going to break my legs. I'm counting on it.
He's got to have friends.
Oh, just la-dee-da.
I will say, Tim,
I will shit myself if Christian Bale says that in the next movie.
That would make an awkward movie-going experience for the other people in the theater.
Oh, man, how funny would it be? It just, it happens. I turn to my wife. Well, I said it. You might want to move down a few seats. You also might want to get some plastic for the car.
This just turned into a Gallagher show.
Except funnier.
That's a horrible Gallagher show.
The worst
show.
Gallagher show ever.
We're talking about Gallagher show.
Have you seen a Gallagher show?
Scat
would add production value.
When I was younger, I fucking loved Gallagher. I don't know what it was. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I loved it. And then I grew up and developed taste.
Yeah. I used to love candy cereal and, like, fucking awful animation when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Just the shittiest, laziest Saturday morning cartoons, and I just ate that shit up.
Well, okay, I still love both of those. I just still hate Gallagher.
Okay. It's okay. You're growing up. You got some time.
Good. Yeah, I am younger than all of you. It sucks.
Why does it suck?
I'm going to be dead least soon.
not necessarily.
Oh, it's true.
Oh, no. You don't know how I drink.
Fair enough.
As he takes a sip of his beer, by the way, let me just comment on that.
Oh, yeah, that was the pause.
So we were going somewhere, I thought, with the Batman conversation.
To justice. To Dan fights.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Dan Fights!
This one is epic.
This is pretty epic.
So I have to give credit to my wife for this, because I was sitting around trying to think of a tan fight. I'm like, I want to. This is lame. I don't want to do that. And she goes, why not have Batman versus Bond? And I was like,
that is a good one.
And I was like, which Batman, which Bond? She's like, well, you got to go Christian Bale versus Daniel Craig. I was like, wait, what if it's a team of Batman and a team of Bonds? And we pair them off.
Now,
then whoever wins the most fights wins.
Is it like a tag team, or is it just like one-on-one until whoever wins?
Yeah, it's just one-on-one.
Okay.
Okay. Now, so if one wins, like, does he have to stay in and fight the next one on the other side? Like, is it like...
No, it's sort of
Soul
like...
Yeah, rules.
It's like a... Not a tournament. What would you call it?
Yeah, almost like a tournament. I could see that.
Where it's like, okay, those two win, so that's one in the Batman pile.
Right. Okay.
It's Hell's like, Kitchen. Like, it's a lot like Hell's Kitchen.
Like collegiate wrestling is like that, where you wrestle as a team, but
boy, do we go different directions there. Collegiate wrestling, Hell's Kitchen.
Wait, what was yours? I didn't hear.
Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, okay, yeah, that worked.
So the Chef Ramsay will call one Batman and one Bond up. They will fight. He will declare a winner, and they will go back and they will call two more.
I would love to hear Chef Ramsay and Christian Bale get into a screaming match.
This is shit. Your shit.
Oh, well, good for you.
He's going to put these lights anywhere, huh? They're Christmas lights. I thought they'd make everybody happy. I love that Family Guy when they made fun of him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
Right.
Delicious.
So what's the matchup, Timmy?
So the first, I figured the first one we should do is the one that, because I don't want to save one for the end, and then it already be decided.
Okay.
So I think we should do Christian Bale versus
Daniel Craig.
What did I just say? Daniel Craig. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The reason I think this is a cool idea for a tan fight, because it mixes the two things that are cool about tan fights, like the oh shit, who would win if those two went at each other, that's a cool idea, and let's make fun of this because it's stupid, because Batman and Bond both have those.
Yes.
So I had a couple questions about this. Are we basing this off the actual characters, or are we basing this off the actors? Craig could kick, Christian Bale's ass, or do I think James Bond, Daniel Craig version could kick Christian Bale's Batman's ass?
I think you can pick and choose.
I think we need to stick to the characters more than the actors, because then you have access to all of their can't possibly exist in the real world cool gadgets.
Right.
Well, except for this first fight, this is going to be the least gadgety of all the fights.
Daniel Craig versus Christian Bale?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because Daniel Craig doesn't have that many gadgets in his Bond world.
Oh, you're right. He doesn't really rely on Q too much.
Oh, he doesn't?
Well, it's not even Q anymore.
There isn't
it's
even a Q
new...
in that universe yet, is there?
There is. Remember, because it was John Cleese, and then he handed it off to... Oh, somebody who's around but like doesn't get seen that often.
I mean, he does have gadgets. It's just not as gadgety as the other one.
Yeah.
I didn't think John Cleese was in the Craig ones.
Wasn't he? I thought he was. Am I wrong?
No, I'm pretty sure you're right.
I remember the original Q handing it off to John Cleese. And yeah. Then that's all. I don't remember John. I don't remember him in Casino Royale or Quantum of Solace.
Casino Royale came out in 2006.
Yeah, see, I thought in Casino Royale that Q was... that was where he handed it off, like, to somebody else. And I forget who he handed it off to. Hmm. I'm looking it up right now.
IMDb?
Yeah.
I think we're all looking it up right now.
Oh, okay. That's the lull.
I'm just standing here.
Well, Tim's just waiting for us to come back.
I don't see John Cleese in Casino Royale.
Okay, then I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, I don't see anybody credited as Q.
Oh, then I guess I was wrong.
I haven't seen either Bond films.
Maybe that was. Maybe I'm thinking the Pierce Brosnan one then. Oh, you haven't seen the new Bond? The Daniel Craig ones?
I hear they're awesome.
They were actually they were some of the better ones. Yeah.
I did not care for the second one as much. I liked the first one a lot. Casino Royale, I liked a lot. The second one, whatever, Quantum of Solace,
yeah. You didn't like it as much? Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It just, like, after they had set me up for the first one, I was like, oh, well, the second one is going to be a big fat letdown? Okay. That's not what I was expecting.
It's fucking like it water. Certainly. Chill out.
Wait, what?
They're fighting over water and essentially, I mean, that's one of the, like, the plot is the villain trying to buy up a bunch
of... Oh, right, right. I'd forgotten that. That's how little I cared about that movie.
Yeah, but Tomorrow Never Dies, I mean, it's basically like Rupert Murdoch trying to take over the world.
I like that movie. I don't care that Andy's an idiot.
Not that far from the truth, though, Andy. That's very possible.
This is true.
Okay, so Christian Bale versus Daniel Craig. All
right. Well, I'll pop the cherry on this one. I'm still going to go with Batman.
Okay.
Even though I think that just physically, if they were stripped of all of their gadgets and anything else, that Daniel Craig could probably kick Christian Bale's ass, even, you know, the biggest that Christian Bale's ever been.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Daniel Craig could take him. But that Batman is... I mean, he's a fucking ninja. He was trained by ninjas. Daniel Craig just shoots people in the head a lot and then also runs after guys who can do parkour better than he does.
Well, I mean, have we established, like, the setting and, like, what they're going to have? Like, are they going to have all the gadgets within their respective worlds? And are they just walking around like, hey, let's fight each other? Or, like, are they playing in a whole big city? Are they just in one area? Like... I mean, because for Batman, you know, I definitely think if he's, like, hunting Daniel Craig down, yeah, he'll take him out. But if they're just going mano a mano, I mean, that's a little different.
That's true. And if it's in Gotham, then you got to give Batman a certain advantage. And, if it's not, then I would say it's a little bit more even.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they are aware of each other. They know they have to fight each other. They're neither in Gotham City nor a place that Bond has had a chance to do reconnaissance on.
Okay.
So it's wide open enough that there are places to, you know, jump around and hide. Bond has all his weapons and gadgets if it's a Bond that has gadgets, and Batman has anything on him. Like, he can't call in the Batwing or the Bat the Tumbler.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. So Andy, you're saying Batman in this one?
Yeah, I mean I keep coming back to it. He's a fucking ninja.
But fucking Daniel Craig got hit in the balls over and over again and laughed it off.
Yeah, but...
He wasn't even wearing pants, Andy. Just balls. Raw ball hittings.
Well, see, now...
Well, that means he can take a beating.
Wait, this isn't...
That's how Rocky
movie?
Wins every fight. He just goes headfirst into the punches, and the dude wears himself out
on his balls.
I'm going to hit him with
my head.
Yeah, but he did it with his... But Bond does it with his fucking nuts.
Are you tired yet? Have you had a heart attack yet? No? Well, then keep balling me, baby.
It's not all about how hard you hit. It's about how hard your balls can get hit. Keep moving forward. That's a horrible Bond impression.
Why is Bond Australian?
I thought you were trying to do, what's his name? Michael Caine.
Paul Hogan is James Bond.
Paul Hogan?
That's not a batarang.
That's not a shot in the balls. That's a shot in the balls.
Now, here's the other thing. Does Daniel Craig know Batman's kind of like a good guy, or does he have no idea? You said they're aware of each other. Like,
they're aware of each other, but for some reason they have to be enemies.
Okay, because here's the thing. Daniel Craig, I feel, would have no problem killing someone if he feels it's for the best, whereas Batman...
Well, he does have a license to do so, so...
Here's the backstory in my head. Commissioner Gordon just called in James Bond to arrest Batman after the fallout of Dark Knight, because they're all hunting for him.
Okay,
right. Bad. Maybe not Commissioner Gordon, but somebody higher than him.
Commissioner Gordon knows Batman's good still, but somebody higher than him then.
Yeah, right. I think I'm going to go with Batman, just because I feel like he's definitely more polished. Like, Daniel Craig was definitely more, like, rough, like, you know, by the skin of his teeth surviving, where, you know, Batman's more of a planner, and, like, I think he would just, you know, out-tactic Daniel Craig.
All right.
I'm going to go with Daniel Craig, just mostly for the balls.
I'm going with the balls, so I like that.
Which is why Tim chooses any one man over another.
If you can get hit in the balls and then ask for three times and ask for a fourth, you are probably my go-to guy in a fight. Like, if we're picking teams, I'm like, I pick balls.
I pick balls guy.
Well, you should always pick Jerry then.
I have a 50%
chance
of you missing.
Not even mattering.
I am
kick
going...
him, he just smiles at you.
What, is someone missing one of their balls?
Yeah, I am missing my left testicle now. I had cancer like many years ago. Like,
wow.
7 or 8. Yeah.
So much I don't know,
Jerry,
about you guys.
Yeah,
Jerry,
recap.
Never tell anybody this side. Keep them guessing, man.
That's a bad strategy on my part. What's that?
No.
No, they offered
like
me a fake ball,
like,
and I wasn't into it. If you listen to the Tom Green interview on Drinking Buddies, you can hear me talk about it a little bit, like all that stuff. Yeah,
yeah, that was one of the jokes I felt he didn't get. Like, you were like, "I have this ball and you have that ball."
Yeah, we could complete a set. I thought that was great. He didn't care.
Yeah, balls, whatever.
I was washing dishes, laughing my little ass off.
I'm going to go the opposite of Andy's reasoning on this because Christian Bale's Batman is a ninja and trained by ninjas. But Daniel Craig will shoot a motherfucker, and Christian Bale won't do that. Like, James Bond has no problem killing. So
he's armored like a fucking tank.
What's that?
He's armored like a fucking tank.
Batman?
Bond doesn't wear armor. Batman armor all over.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Is his mask
Daniel
bulletproof?
Craig,
has that ever
right
been established, though? Yeah, because I don't think his mask is Kevlar, is it?
Yeah. Well, the helmet part above it, like the part protecting his dome, that's all armored.
Okay, so basically you have to shoot Batman in the mouth in order to kill him.
Yes, or the eye.
Which I've heard Christian Bale talk.
Dick.
Not a bad idea anyway.
Yeah, it's probably a dick, make a shot in the mouth.
Yeah, Batman adheres to the classic video game, you know, the one obvious weakness.
Yeah.
You're like, gargle on this, Christian Bale.
All right, Chris, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm going to go with Batman.
Batman wins.
Did you want reasons?
Yes.
Well, no, because I agree with I don't know who's Andy, that he is armored like a tank, and while Bond will shoot someone, Batman has gadgets and ninjutsu that will take his gun away from him. So I don't know. I think Christian Bale, Batman, would win.
All right, so that's one for the Batman team. And I knew this. I knew this was gonna go exactly this quickly. Let's move on to the next one.
Hey, we can go for 2 hours. This is two podcasts worth.
Good point.
That is true. Yeah, and you do have. Then we could split it up in between the two, and that would make listeners from one go to the other.
Oh,
yeah. Tricky.
Ooh. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, you know why? They're getting, wait, this isn't all of it? Well, fuck that.
Well, what are these guys? These guys are getting way too big of ego. They think we need another hour of them? Fuck them. It's hard enough to listen to the first hour.
Okay, let's do the next bout. Unless anyone has an objection, I'm going to go Sean Connery versus Michael Keaton.
Ooh. All right.
It's been a long time since I've seen the Michael Keaton Batmans.
You're a piece of shit.
I actually just saw them recently because they were airing on like AMC or something, I think. Okay. Who's starting out this one? I was going
to
go, but I don't want
to. Anyone who wants
step
jump
on toes.
To hop in?
Anybody who'd like to jump in?
I'll go first. On this one, I have to go with Sean Connery's Bond because it's the best Bond versus the second worst Batman.
Second worst. I thought he was pretty good.
Michael Keaton's 5'2".
Keaton,
huh?
Who's above
Keaton?
Actually, you know what? I'll say third worst, actually, come to think of it.
Yeah, George Clooney and...
And Kilmer.
Kilmer.
Okay. But yeah. Keaton, here's my problem with Keaton's Batman. Like, Keaton, his acting ability, great. He was great playing the Bruce Wayne character and everything. But he's 5'2". Like, he's... I don't need the Keebler elf in a Batman costume. Like, it's hey, not man. Believable. Oh,
I'm 5'2".
Hurtful.
And I wouldn't believe you were Batman.
No, but I believed he was because it made me look up to somebody.
Or eye to eye.
And he couldn't even look around, really.
I've heard you look up to everybody.
Pretty much.
Fuck you.
That's hateful, Andy.
I get him in every once in a while.
That's what I say about my dick.
Mm-hmm. Your sperms.
So going based on a reach advantage on this one, I'm going with Sean Connery to be able to kick the crap out of Michael Keaton and punch him right in his sexy, sexy Michael Keaton lips. I also hate Michael Keaton's Batman because my mom told me constantly how much she wanted to kiss Michael Keaton's Batman lips when I was a kid watching that movie, which really ruined that Batman movie for me. I'm like, I stick my hands in my ears. I don't want to hear this.
At least she's not like, I want to suck his dick.
Yeah. I wouldn't put that past my mom, by the way.
Does that cod piece come off?
I got a cave for him.
I want to see his bat wing.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the dark moonlight?
No, but I've done ass to mouth.
Oh, no. There are certain things that happen in the world that are just pure and perfect. Oh, Tim's computer crashed. Tim wasn't here to hear that.
Oh, I just got a text message as well. Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Did we lose the audacity? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, Audacity takes backups as it creates a temp file. Right. So he may have to run a utility to stitch all those things back together, but we've done it. Well, not we, but it's been done before.
Fair enough.
By Tancasters. All right, so we got to pause the awesome until Tim gets back on.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hey guys, Jerry. I want to let you know that the Drinking Buddy Show is now available on Stitcher Radio. You can get the Stitcher app in the iTunes store or the Android marketplace or the BlackBerry, whatever they call their store. I don't know. What Stitcher does is it gives you all your favorite shows right at the touch of a button on your fingertips. No downloading, no syncing, any of that. You just go to the Stitcher Radio application on your phone. You put in your favorite radio stations. Let's say you like us. You put in Drinking Buddies, maybe Tancast. You put in, no, I don't think Tancast is on. Get on that, Tim Babb. You put in WTF with Mark Maron. That one comes up. The Adam Carolla podcast is on there as well. And without downloading, syncing, anything, it just comes up on your phone whenever there's a new show. So check that out. Get Stitcher. It's the new wave of radio, Stitcher Radio. Back to the show.
Can we get back to the fucking episode, please?
Oh, I didn't know we were ready. I didn't know if we were still doing stuff with Audacity. I'm sorry. I thought we were just bullshitting to fill time while you were fixing your Audacity stuff.
No.
My bad.
All right.
Jesus.
All right. So I voted for Sean Connery.
All right.
I also vote for Sean Connery. He's fucking Sean Connery.
Yeah, I vote for Sean Connery as well.
If it's Sean Connery versus Jesus, it's Sean Connery.
Although, Sean Connery is not a fictional character. Take a hit in the balls.
Sean Connery is not a fictional character.
Sean Connery will just
hit
you with his gigantic balls.
Did you guys ever see the clip where he talked about it was okay to slap a woman?
Yes.
Yes.
And he was right.
One of my favorite clips of all time.
No, seriously, go back and listen to his reasoning.
Sometimes you just have to hit them.
Sometimes you gotta slap a bitch. Wow. Fuck, that is a horrible Sean Connery impression.
I went to the wrong speech impediment there.
Sometimes you just have to slap a woman. Sometimes you gotta slap a...
Sean Connery as Sylvester the Kitty.
Oh no, I was doing Murder Face from Metalocalypse.
Chris, did you weigh in?
I was gonna say Sean Connery as well, because it's Sean Connery.
Well, I'm gonna give it to Keaton, just so it's not a complete sweep on poor Keaton over there.
I think if you'd put Keaton up against any other Bond for me, I probably would have gone for Keaton. But Connery wins.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that one, Andy. I agree. Sean Connery was going to beat any one of the Bond, though. Like, any Batman, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yep. If the Batmans were smarter, they would have picked their weakest link to go up against him.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was...
All right. So, I can't remember who was next.
You have either Roger Moore versus Val Kilmer or Pierce Brosnan versus Clooney.
Well, I'll leave it to you guys. I picked the first two, the order of the first two. It's now tied 1-1, Batman, Bond. Who should we do next?
I'd say let's get shitty Roger Moore out of the way.
versus shitty versus... Val Kilmer, by the way.
Yes.
Fuck, I don't even remember Val Kilmer's Batman.
I can tell you guys right now how this battle is going to end. They're going to stop fighting and start doing each other's hair.
Have you seen how fat Val Kilmer has gotten? Oof.
Yeah, he's that Batman. He's Fat Man.
Yeah. But at least he's made some awesome movies after that debacle that was Batman.
He has?
Yeah. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Salt and Sea.
Okay. I'd ask you Salt and Sea, but Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was good.
Don't forget The Saint, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, how could I forget The Saint?
Are you being funny, or are you being serious?
I'm being ironic, yes.
Yeah, okay. I watched The Saint and then slammed my head against the wall a couple of times.
That comment was for the hipsters. It was ironic.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't mind The Saint so much. It wasn't great.
Yeah, but you also like The Green Lantern, so your taste is forever
dead. You
dislike
The Green Lantern, so you can lick my nuts.
Sure, enemy? Flaunt the fact that you've got two, asshole.
Well, maybe if you were a little nicer to the Green Lantern, he would give you an extra green one. Why gotta be a dick?
Would I have to have him, like, could he form it and it would, like, stay? Or would I have to have fucking,
Well, as long as you, fucking as long Ryan, you don't get your yellow pee on it, it'll be fine.
Would I have to fucking Ryan, what's his last name? Fucking
Reynolds.
Following behind me with a ring, like, giving me a ball at all times.
Wouldn't it be ironic if the Green Lantern ball gave your other ball cancer?
I don't know if it'd be ironic so much as horribly
that
unfortunate.
That is a device frequently used in comic books, by the way, where their power is giving their friends and family cancer. Like, it's been done a lot.
Which villains did Val Kilmer fight?
He
was against Two-Face and the Riddler.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
The one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jim Carrey doing a pretty good job as the Riddler, and Samuel L. Jackson being just the worst Two-Face ever.
No,
I'm sorry.
You mean Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah.
But I can see how you confuse the two. They're very...
Yeah, Samuel Jackson, Tommy Lee Jones, they look so alike.
I've had it with this motherfucking Batman in my motherfucking Gotham City.
You guys seriously haven't noticed I do that all the time?
No.
That and Jamie Lee Curtis. Anybody with three names, I'll always pick somebody else with three names and say them instead.
Fair enough. I did not know that.
All right.
Technically, it's Samuel L. Jackson has two names and an initial, but I'll give it to you.
Well, yeah.
Andy, you ever notice we don't listen to what you say?
See, I thought he was Spanish. I thought it was E.L.
Does anybody know what the L in Samuel L. Jackson stands for?
Lover. Lick my nuts. Long Dick Jackson.
Yeah, Long Dick. That's the best one. Noah wins.
Samuel Long Dick Jackson. He's on Twitter, by the way.
Is he? I'll have to follow him.
Yeah.
Does he tweet in all caps? His tweets just had fuck in him.
I'd like to see him tweet go the fuck to sleep.
He tweets all caps, but he swears, but he kind of he misspells it, so he's not really swearing.
Okay.
Mm. Which is interesting. Like, I think he feels bad. Like, I don't think he wants to swear over Twitter.
Fair enough. I would like to interject, though. If Samuel L. Jackson was in this fight, everybody loses.
He used to be addicted to crack.
All right, Noah, thank you.
Samuel Jackson, a better fighter.
Yep.
Hey, Texas's coach used to do cocaine, and they're in the World Series, so...
I don't even know if you know this, Joe Rogan. I smoke crack. I'm going to go with Val Kilmer.
Okay.
As am I. Something about Roger Moore just makes me think, fucking, I could take him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I'm like, I don't remember. How many was he in? Well, there was one bomb that was only in one movie, right?
What?
That was Lazarby.
Yeah, Lazarby.
And was Laser that Roger Beam. Moore or was that someone else?
What?
Who was the one? Who was the actor that was only?
No, George Lazerby was the one that was only in one. Moore was in three
was
or four,
in two.
I think.
Oh, I thought it was only two.
Maybe
like,
you
nobody
might
can remember
right.
any.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
gotcha.
Moore? Moore was in plenty of them.
Was he? Okay. Yeah. I thought he was in more than two, but
yeah, Moore was in
it
a bunch.
It was Timothy Dalton was only in two.
That's okay. What I was saying. But and nobody remembers one of them.
Fair enough.
I don't remember either one of them.
I don't think I've ever seen a Roger Moore James Bond movie.
I'm sure you have.
Was Roger Moore before Sean Connery or after Sean Connery? After Sean Connery, right?
After.
Okay.
After.
Yeah.
Well, in between, if you want to get technical.
Yeah, Sean Connery.
Because there was an unofficial Sean Connery Bond movie called Never Say Never Again, which they don't count in Bond canon. And it wasn't from the Bond studio, so they don't have any of the Bond music or other trappings in it.
Gotcha.
But it's Sean Connery.
Fair enough. I'm going to weigh in here. I'm going to go with Val Kilmer only because he was in Top Gun, and so that makes him win.
So he's going to play gay volleyball against Roger Moore?
Yes. By the way, that's coming out in 3D, which is like...
Top Gun is coming out in 3D?
Yes. I'm terrified for the volleyball scene in 3D.
Because they've heard the clamoring of the fans who went, what? That movie still exists? And they said, okay, 3D it is.
I love to watch Top Gun and pretend that it's a love story between Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer.
It isn't?
What do you mean pretend?
The Iceman.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who else is going to weigh in?
I'm actually going to take Roger Moore over Val Kilmer.
All right.
Just on principle, because that Batman movie sucked.
Yeah. Not as much as the next one we're going to talk about.
I was going to take Roger Moore as well.
Yeah, but it sounds like we're 3-2 for Kilmer.
Yeah.
Yep, so Batman is up 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
As we go into the final in regulation.
Yeah,
yep.
It's the final.
So it's Clooney versus Brosnan.
I'm gonna go Brosnan.
See, I feel both of these are examples of really good actors who would have been really good in the role placed in a movie that was neither placed in movies that were neither written nor directed well.
Yes.
Yeah, agreed.
You did not like, how many did Pierce Brosnan do? 2 or 3?
4.
You didn't like any of them?
I liked GoldenEye.
Noah is on top of the shit. Wait, how many did you do? 1? 17. Yeah. Well, close.
I just knew there was one actor that only did one. He is the reason I actually got into James Bond. Like, when they came out, I watched his other first Bond movies I watched, like, from beginning in. Like, I think I've seen, like, bits and pieces of other Bond movies, but, like, Pierce Brosnan was the one that I was like, oh, these are not bad. I think I'll actually seek out more of these.
Yeah.
I just feel like, critically, Pierce Brosnan's Bond movies get shit on, and I think it's not because of Pierce Brosnan. I think it's because of the quality of the, like, they really tried to work in the cheesiness that Roger Moore had brought to James Bond.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They tried to work it in, but also make it, you know, more action-oriented.
Yeah.
Where they ended up tried going. To make it extreme and slapsticky.
I will also say Pierce Brosnan had some of the hottest Bond girls during his run of Bond movies.
This is true.
Like the nuclear physicist.
Yes.
Yes.
Christmas Jones.
How did you say that
and
word?
She was a nuclear physicist.
Nuclear?
Well, listen to her say it. She's a nuclear physicist.
Fair enough. I'll have to go back and I'll take your word for it, though, Andy. I believe you.
Yeah, I could be remembering it wrong, but I have a clear memory of being super pissed off that she couldn't say nuclear and she supposedly studied it.
But like, if Barry Sonnenfeld had written and directed that Batman movie that Clooney was in,
mm-hmm.
that would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have.
It would have been like Ocean's 11, but Batman.
Yeah, Clooney's apologized to people for destroying Batman. No. No, sir. You didn't do it.
Wait, you said Barry Sonnenfeld, Tim?
Yes.
He did not direct Ocean's 11.
I know.
Okay.
I realized I said it wrong. I was hoping everybody was going to let us lie, but nope. Fucking dickhead. No, it was like Tim fucked up. Everybody, Tim fucked up. Everybody, Tim fucked up.
Stop the show.
Tim fucked up.
Anyways,
so, are you going to correct me, or are you just going to say Tim fucked up and move on?
So Brosnan had probably...
Well, never mind. Andy's going to steamroll over me talking to you.
Well, fuck you. I'm fat. Get out of my way.
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch.
So I think Brosnan had probably the most outlandish, most powerful gadgets of any of the Bond guys. At least any of the ones we're talking about.
Yeah.
But George Clooney did have those distracting bat nipples.
So?
And instant ice skates.
Where were those things? Were they inside his feet? He's like reverse Wolverine.
Yeah, I gotta give that to Brosnan.
Yeah, Brosnan as well.
Yeah,
I
think I got to go. I will admit I have like a huge man crush on Clooney. Like you guys did your high five of guys you would have fucked. I don't remember if anybody said that that Clooney was on that list.
for anybody.
Yeah, because we mentioned Clooney, Damon, and Pitt. So it was like the main three of Ocean's 11 were in there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I love Up in the Air. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Based upon just the Batman movie, Clooney's Batman was just not good. And Pierce Brosnan, I liked GoldenEye, and I liked Tomorrow Never Dies. So I gotta go Brosnan's Bond on this one. Chris? Yeah?
Yeah. I will also go Brosnan, because Clooney did suck ass.
Sucked ass.
I can't believe we didn't get one Clooney. Mr. Freeze reference in that, by the way.
Jesus Christ.
He sucked some ice.
Arnold doing the cheesiest lines of all time in a Batman movie.
Arnold
and
doing
just
cheesy
with that
lines.
Shit-eating grin.
Yeah.
I was like, where in the comics did it say that Mr. Freeze is a muscle-bound Austrian? Like, I'll admit I'm not a diehard reader, but fucking I don't remember that in there anywhere.
Not at all. You know, he's a skinny dude. I mean, he may have been had an accent of some kind. I don't remember that part. But I know he wasn't swole.
And it didn't even matter in the suit they put him in. I could have been in that suit and you would have thought I was that muscular.
All I know.
Did somebody not vote?
No, I think everybody voted. This is the first clean sweep, Tim. I was keeping count.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope, I voted
Clooney. I only had four hashtags down, so I didn't think everybody voted.
Hashtag Bond kicks Batman's ass. Yeah.
Nobody's listening to me. I voted Clooney.
Oh, did you? I apologize.
Yeah, I'm like the one guy voting Nader here. Nobody gives a shit.
Wait, you're the one guy whispering and then stopping when other people are talking instead of just continuing so we know you're talking.
Yeah.
Not whispering.
Dick's
knees. Okay, so I apologize. All right. There was one for Clooney. But,
but it
Bond
still means
wins.
We got to go to our tiebreaker.
All right.
It does.
Because it's Batman 2, Bond 2. So, George Lazar...
Laserbeam.
Versus Adam West.
Adam
All right, it's
West.
Time to get the fight on.
Adam West.
I have to confess, I don't remember George Lazenby as Bond at all. Like, I don't even know who that is. I have no idea. And I didn't take the time to research it, which I probably should have, but I'm being shitty.
Research, what's that?
I don't think it would have mattered, because even if had I have done the research, I got to go Adam West. Like, I remember Adam West Batman show, and I loved it as a kid. I watched it fucking religiously because it was on in syndication when I was a kid. And, you know, Adam West is awesome, you know? He had little Burt Ward all wrapped up in his Batcave. Some cuddling was going on.
It was the 60s. Yeah. Okay.
He kicked Cesar Romero's ass? Like, come on.
Two things I remember about Lazenby. One, something happens and he turns to the camera and goes, this never happened to the other guy. Like, really? Bond is breaking the fourth wall and making jokes about the last actor?
Yep.
And two, he gets married at the end.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, that's... you
Spoiler
automatically
alert,
disqualify.
It doesn't last. I won't tell you why.
That bitch dies.
I'm going to go ahead and say, Tim, you can ruin that spoiler if you really want to. Like, nobody's going to...
She fucking dies on the drive home. She gets shot in the head on the drive away from the wedding.
Oh, that's sweet.
I wish somebody would have done
that's
me
a honeymoon
that favor.
For you right there.
Oh, shit. Oh. Did you hear Jerry's head?
No. He wished someone had done that for him. Oh. I thought you were talking about my comment. I'm like, it wasn't that fucked up.
I didn't hear your shit, sir.
Yeah, I didn't hear you, Noah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. No one needed to.
Oh, hurtful.
Jerry won that round.
Yeah, I'm going to go West as well, because he can make big words appear with his fists.
Yes.
Oh, this is true.
Bamf.
Bamf? He's Nightcrawler now?
No, it was one of those, like, you've never seen
Bamf.
Yeah, well, you said Bamf. Bamf.
Yeah, that's Nightcrawler.
And that's a Nightcrawler sound. Like, whenever Nightcrawler teleports in the X-Men comics, it says Bamf.
They had some random words.
Are you saying Bam or Bamf? He's saying Bamf. He's getting it right.
He said Bamf, but he meant, yep. I think Chris meant Bam, but he said Bamf, and then I made fun of the Nightcrawler joke.
But I swear to God, if you've watched enough of the Adam West Batman, there's some random words that appear.
You were drunk, sir. Your words are not trustworthy anymore.
All right.
Yeah, what you didn't realize because you were a kid is they're all racist.
Adam West punching in it says, nigger.
Spick.
Coon. Kike. Spick.
Wow, that would have been a totally different show.
And he grabbed Catwoman's tits and just said, honky.
Adam West playing Edward Norton's character in American History.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine Adam West curb-stopping someone?
I was just thinking that.
Oddly, yes.
Tim needs to Photoshop that for the album artwork.
Open your mouth and take what's coming to you. My Adam West is horrible. It's like a watered-down impersonation of Ralph Garman's impersonation. All right.
Bite
we need
curb,
three more votes.
Nigger.
Oh, I said, I don't know if I said Adam West. He's just fucking awesome. I love that show. Love yep. the movie, Shark Repellent. Awesome.
Fuck yeah. All of Adam West's villains put together couldn't beat Adam West. He's awesome.
Yeah, but they, like, it just seemed like they all wandered away from Carnival.
Nicely done, Andy.
Thank you.
Can I get a vote there? Tons of fun.
Yeah, I'm waffling. You know what? Fuck Lazenby. West just seemed so fey the whole time, but you know what? Gay guys can kick ass too.
Boom. Just ask Mr. Spock.
He was a coxman. He was not fey at all. All sorts of poontang.
What do you think
Perez
he's dragging around his little
ass? Come on
for?
Now. That guy can kick ass.
Yeah, yeah, I go West.
All right, Chris.
So
Chris,
I will go West as well. I mean, how can you go against Adam West?
Go West,
all right,
young
now
man.
It's our first clean sweep.
Yes.
And it was for Adam West.
I don't know if anybody else is also influenced by the fact that they watch Family Guy.
Yeah.
But that helped me a little bit too.
Yeah, me too.
Adam West.
All right. So at the end of it all, West. Batman wins.
Yay, Batman!
3-2. Hey,
just to throw it out there really quickly, West versus Connery.
Ooh.
Don't even
you know
Connery.
What? Love the Adam West, but John Connery
yeah,
is still fucking
Connery.
John Connery.
He's like Mr. Universe. He actually did boxing. Adam West is just fat.
Yeah. Yeah, Adam West played that character not based on any like overwhelming physical characteristics. It was really just his voice.
It was.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, Connery's Bond wins that one.
And now the eternal question, can Superman rape a Batman?
I think it would be established. Yeah, I was going to say, they established that in canon. No, he cannot.
I think he could do it once.
And once is enough.
He can do it once and then spend
Batman
the rest of his life in
prepared
fear.
From then on.
I think Batman has like a kryptonite made chastity belt somewhere in the bat belt, utility belt. He can pull out. So I'm going Superman can't rape Batman.
Yeah.
Well, if Batman didn't know it was coming,
no,
I'd say Superman could rape him. Otherwise, if Batman is able to glean from Superman's persona that like something's about to go wrong, something could go wrong, and he could get raped, then Batman is ready.
So this debate for you comes down to whether or not Superman is subtle with his lust,
whether or not he gives off his psychological profile that Batman can read, because he's the world's greatest detective.
Yeah, saying, well, I think he can. The second fucking Batman and Superman are watching a movie and. Superman yawns and puts his arm around Batman. He's activating that Kryptonite chastity belt.
I think that Batman will detect the change in Superman Musk.
Batman is a detective, so I feel like he would detect Superman's lust.
As soon as he'd get there, he'd be like, candles? Wine? What's going on?
I think we're overlooking the fact that Superman does everything in tights and Batman will be able to see that boner from like a mile away.
Oh, God. Very true.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, I gotta go for a second.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hey, kids, Tim here. Just want to remind you, especially you Drinking Buddies listeners, not to turn this episode off when you hear the closing music. You see, we here at TanCast like to put a little tag at the end of each episode. It's a funny bit that didn't make it into the main show, but this week there are two tags. If you downloaded this podcast from the Drinking Buddies feed, you'll get one tag. If you downloaded it from the TanCast feed, you'll get the other. It's our way of saying, hey, go check out the other guy. And while you're there, look around. See what you like. Okay? Okay. We now return you to the conclusion of the Drinking Buddies TanCast crossover special.
Tim's back.
Did I miss the end of the show?
No. Nope, we just kept going.
We just bullshitted.
We were just
okay.
Talking. Everything okay over there, buddy?
Whew, prunes and a baby equals shit.
Whoa.
And lots of it.
out the diaper, all up his back, and he decided to grab his hand, put his hand right in it, like, oh, give me this. And then, so then my wife is trying to change him and also keep his hand out of his mouth and clean everything up, and she's like, fuck it. Stop your stupid jibber-jabber and get in here. Actually, she didn't say that. She was like, she didn't even want to interrupt the show. That's how good my wife is.
Yeah, I was just telling, you missed it, but I was just saying that you definitely pulled above your pay grade, buddy.
Oh, yeah, way above.
She's even got all her teeth.
Can't say I cannot make.
She's out there running marathons and staying in shape and kicking ass. And Tim's just like, I'm a comic and I'm working temp jobs. But somehow she loves me.
Like, I couldn't even. Tim's like, I couldn't even be bothered to take care of that one tooth.
As my old boss would say, I'm out over my skis.
All right, so we wrap it up.
So we should wrap this up because I have a mountain of editing in front of me.
Sounds like a mountain of something else, too.
Well, no, I handled that. Okay. In the other.
Tim handles his shit.
Prunes. Be careful. That shit is shit.
All right, shall we say goodbye?
So thank you, Jerry and Chris.
Thank you, Tim, Andy, and Noah for letting us do this. I'm glad this went as well as it did. It was fun.
Thank you.
As well as it did.
No. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to tell the Tancast audience to have a good week and keep drinking. Because that's
and we would like to
I
tell
would like to tell the Drinking Buddies audience, you're doing it.
You're riding the queef.
Yeah. All right. Peace out, guys. Thanks.
Nipples.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com. Or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Tancast.
Are we gonna continue to talk, or are we just going to not talk at all?
I figure we can continue to bullshit because there might be some funny stuff that Tim can use.
There we
Plus,
go.
I mean, how boring would it be to sit here and just stare at each other?
I hear baby Andy.
You do hear baby Andy.
Is he in the office or locked out of the office?
No, he's in the office. He's attempting to play my dad's guitar through the guitar case.
Nice.
Is he singing a song too?
Yeah, he's singing the ABC song.
Yeah. Rocket
wow,
baby Drew.
Yeah, rocket.
Good job.
Become a rock star so your dad can retire early.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard him bitch about all of his different jobs and apparently they're not fun.
He does not like any of his jobs. Someday
no, I have loved several of my jobs.
You hate them all.
Those jobs tend to go away for not good reasons.
It's the people that you work with that you don't like, right? Is that more it?
Well, currently it's the person I work for.
Fair enough.
I like my job. I'm going to keep it for a while.
And no, are you a tech guy too, Noah? Like, is that your?
Yeah. Okay. I do like help desk support for a database.
Right on.
Yeah, it's a good job. I'm not as techy as Andy. Like, Andy knows way more than I do. But, you know, I know enough.
Fair enough.
Do you guys do comedy full time? Or do you have like?
I used to have a day job, and then like January of 2010, they were threatening that there were going to be some layoffs, and I was told basically by my boss, there's a possibility that if we do layoffs, you're going to be the first one to go because you're the newest one in the conversation. I was reading Tim Pebb joined the conversation. You're the newest one in the company, so you'd probably be the first one to go, and with that. Unsureties hanging above me, I was like, well, I have my GI Bill. I can go back to school now. But if I wait 2 months and you fire me in 2 months, I won't be able to go back to school because it'll be the middle of the semester and then I'll be fucked. So I quit. I basically quit and started going to school. And I've been going to school on my GI Bill for like the last 2 years. And my GI Bill pays me to go to school and gives me a pretty good chunk of change for living allowances. So
that is a sweet deal.
So yeah, school and comedy.
You know,
and then Chris.
Yeah, it's a,
Chris
it's
is
a sweet
the,
deal in exchange for risking your life in the service of our country. So
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, you know, you earned it.
You earned it.
Hey, you didn't get shot in the head. Congratulations. Go to school. go get a degree, because nothing you learned here is going to help you in the real world.
Way to dodge those bullets.
Yeah.
So
put some knowledge in your limbless brain.
When you are recording in, Tim, right? Should we sync back up?
Well, I was, but now I'm trying to find my files.
Okay.
Well, Tim will be out of this conversation, but when me and Timmy spoke to the theater together, there was a group of young people that would hang out, like, in front of the theater that were just homeless begging for money. It's like, you look pretty able-bodied. Like, what, you know, what can you not do? Like, yeah. You can do something to earn some money.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it may not be ideal. I think, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily them, but I think for some reason, for some young people, like, it's a mentality, like, I want to be homeless. This is how I want to live, like, even though they don't have to, like...
And I'm fine with that as long as you're going to be homeless and, like, accept the homeless aspect of it, but not, like, be begging me for change. Like, if you want to just, like, you know, be a bohemian and live that lifestyle, then by all means, you know, go fucking live off the land, you know, dig out of garbage cans, do whatever you got to do. But don't sit there asking me for money that I didn't
work
for. And
I feel kind of weird when they have, like, pets. Like, you're not really taking care of yourself, yet you have, like, an animal?
Yeah. Homeless people with dogs piss me off. I have an apartment, and I can't fucking have a dog. How do you get to not have an apartment, and you get a fucking dog? Fuck you. Not getting any of my change. I had to get cats, because I can't have a fucking dog. Fuck you. Hey, Andy, by the way, we have a similar rage issue.
Yeah, that's fine. I can sense it. Strong with this one, the force is. Yes.
Hey, Noah, have you tried Little Skillet yet in San Francisco?
I have not.
You gotta check that out when you get a chance.
Do they have chicken and waffles there?
Yeah, yes, chicken and waffles. Do. Way better than Roscoe's. Like, far superior to Roscoe's.
Really?
Yes.
Like, isn't Roscoe's like the bar?
Roscoe's was the bar until I had Little Skillet chicken and waffles, and it blew Roscoe's out of the water.
Interesting, because, like, I think on Yelp, like, Little Skillet reviews aren't spectacular.
Oh, really? Well, here's the thing. Like, people, there might be people that don't like it because, like, you go, like, the food's spectacular, right? But you have to go. It's, like, in an alley. It's a little place. Like, there's no really anywhere to sit. There's, like, a loading dock at another, like, factory across the way where you kind of can sit down and chill. But, like, there's no, like, tables or anything like that. So that might knock it some.
Actually, no, it has 4 stars. So it's in San Francisco, right?
Yeah, it's over somewhere, like, it's in the Art District kind of area by Pac Bell Park a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. I will have to try that out then.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Highly recommend it. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
We had, what did we have, Tim? We had that place in
Oakland.
I don't know.
Can we get back to the fucking episode, please?
Oh, I didn't know we were ready. I didn't know if we were still doing stuff with Audacity. I'm sorry. I thought we were just bullshitting to fill time while you were fixing your Audacity stuff.
No.
My bad.
All right. Let's sync it up.
Jesus.
Let's sync it up.
3, 2, 1.
Cock.
Cock. All right, so let's talk about chicken and waffles.
I'm killing you where you stand.
Just listening to you guys rile Tim up, I almost didn't get the cock out. Wait. Oh,
did you say you almost whipped your cock out?
No, I almost didn't get the cock out.
You almost didn't get the cock out of his ass.
Of my mouth.
Oh, the cock out of your mouth? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Just pictured Andy, like, just sitting there, like, jerking off. Like, ah, they're fucking with him.
Do it slower. Do it faster. Oh, shit.